What is that stuff that you use to burn in lamps, old-fashioned lamps?
Kerosene.
Have you ever heard that called anything yet?
Coal oil.
Have you ever heard of a kind of a makeshift lamp or a temporary lamp that you might make out of a bottle and a piece of rag and some kerosene?
Yeah.
What would that be?
Flammable.
Flammable? Was I describing that right?
Yeah.
What do you call these things that you used to see the highway crews use, you know, that would keep burning? Are those flambeaux too?
Yeah.
Those little round black things?
Yeah.
All right, what do you call the inside of a car tire? It's the
inner tube.
If you had just built a boat and you wanted to check it out, you might take it out to the water. What do you call it when you put the boat in the water? You say you're going to do what? You're going to
see if it leaks.
Okay. Would you ever heard people say they're going to launch the boat?
Yeah, as long as you don't put it on water.
Okay. What would you use? What kind of boat would you use just to go around a pond or a lake in?
Before? You mean a boat?
Well, what would you call the boat itself? What kind of boat?
Rowboat.
Rowboat?
I would call it a rowboat.
Those usually have...
Some people call it a canoe.
Do those rowboats usually have flat bottoms or
yeah.
What shape? Just flat bottoms? Are the ends of the rowboat usually flat too?
They're sharp.
Okay. Well, if your wife wanted to go downtown to buy a dress of a particular color, in order that she made sure that she got the right color, she might take a little square of cloth along to use?
Scrap, I think.
Scrap. Have you ever heard people call that a sample?
Yeah.
Sample would be the same thing.
Okay. Scrap's bigger than a sample.
A scrap bigger in a sense. Okay. If you saw a little girl who was wearing a very becoming dress, you might say to her, "Well, my goodness, that sure is a
pretty dress,
pretty good." And if you were looking at another one, you might say, "Well, your dress is pretty, but hers is
pretty."
What would you use to say if you were looking at four or five dresses, the one that struck you as being the best of a lot, you'd say this one's pretty and that one's prettier, but this one is the
prettiest.
Say the prettiest.
I ain't gonna put any.
Okay. What about when your wife's in the kitchen, that thing that she puts around her to keep her dress from getting messy?
Apron.
Mm-hmm. And this thing right here, you call it a ballpoint
pen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the thing that you would use to hold a baby's diaper in place, that would be a straight
shaped pen.
Yeah. And when you buy, if you were, we left off. I was asking you if you went out to the well, you probably have something there that you could dip some water out to drink from.
Definitely.
Yep. What was that thing usually made out of?
Aluminum and porcelain on it, a steel or porcelain on it.
Any of them made of tin?
Yeah, there's tin dippers.
Okay. You'd say a dime is worth how many cents?
10 cents. Okay.
What would you put on something, a heavy piece of clothing that you'd put on yourself to go out in this weather?
Old coat.
And if that jacket had real fancy buttons, what would you say about it? You say, if you were just going to tell me about the fancy buttons, you say that particular jacket what?
I don't know.
What would you just naturally say?